Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, this year, the annual Running with Ed Park City Education Foundation fundraiser takes place on May 19th. Here with the details of this year's community fun run are Summer Schlopey and Sean Beard. We have them back every year to talk about, the fat guys team and... Wait, it's not called the fat guys team, is
Five
it?
Five fat guys.
Five fat guys.
It's not an insult.
He's not
I'm proud.
That role, you know what I mean? He's svelte guy. It's going to be five svelte guys.
I know. Well, see what happens.
The point is that anybody can run this race.
Right.
I'm not fat necessarily, but I'm not a runner.
You're not a runner. But, and that's true. And I think that so many people over the years with Running with Ed have found that it's just fun to participate, whether you race walk the 3 miles or however many miles you end up doing, 8 miles.
You know, here's a perfect example of that. So last year, my mom came into town. My mom lives in Palm Desert. She's not a runner. She walks her dog every morning. But she happened to be here on race day. So I added her to my team without her knowing. Well in advance, I had done that. And I said, hey, you're going to walk that 1.5 mile, or it's like 1.8 from Jeremy to Ecker. And my kids walked with her. They were each running a couple of legs. And now she wants to come back and do it again. And it's just about being a part of not only just that ours was a family team, but the extended family of Park City and the community. And it is, no matter, I don't know if you watched Boston Marathon, but no matter if we get a snowy, rainy day or if we get a beautiful, sunny day, it's just as enjoyable. And oftentimes we get a little of everything, right? Some rain, some snow, and then sunshine at the end.
What happened with Boston Marathon? Was it snowing?
Oh, it was raining. It was downpour, 20 to 30 mile per hour winds, 40 degrees or below with wind chill. People had hypothermia. But American won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So American woman won, and then a Japanese guy won. So it was like the first time in 33 and 34 years that happened.
I always get a little suspicious when Olympians tell us about the things that we can do here in Park City, because we've sort of created this new normal in Park City. And so, you know, we who have lived here for a period of time have desensitized ourselves to that new normal. But every time, like your mom.
Both my mom and my mother-in-law were on our team last year.
Okay, so your mom comes in from Palm Desert, sea level, and she's going to walk this. And I've had friends who have visited from sea level, and they say, let's go for an easy mountain bike ride. And I'm like, okay, we'll go do one of the easier rides, Tour de Suds. And about three quarters of the way up, you know, I've lost them and never recover them again. And so we have to be careful about that. But I think, Sean, that's why you're here. Because
you couldn't be further ends of the spectrum here.
Right. You are presenting tangible evidence of to counteract what Summer is telling us about, you know, the new normal of Park City and what Olympians do and don't do.
Tim, it's a great point that we want to get out there. And I think that everybody, once they experience Running with Ed, they want to come back. They can't wait for it. But you can make it as challenging as you want, or you can make it as fun and easy as you want.
And don't most people make it fun? I mean,
it's
really
all
is
fun.
A fun
Whether
run.
You're, competition to some people, being the fastest person to finish is fun, right? Mm-hmm. Dressing up in costumes and having your chase cars all dialed up is fun. At the end of the day, we have a big party and celebrate the whole thing, which is the money that we raise for the Park City Education Foundation, which is the second largest fundraiser that the Park City Education Foundation has.
And the fun is at the exchanges. So you guys have seen the exchanges.
Oh, yeah.
The music's in the mom band at Parley's, and every PTO gets involved. So it's teacher teams, it's kid teams. You know, a lot of kids have grown up with this race now. And so they were babies when their parents started sweating for their kids' education way back when. Now they want to be a part of it. And so there are a lot of kid teams too.
Do you know what annual this is? How many years?
Yeah, what is it? Nine?
Ninth, I believe.
Yeah. So talking about raising funds, each year you set a goal. What is that goal this year, and how does it compare to last year's?
Do you know our goal?
For the total?
Fundraising, yeah.
Well, I don't know what the total fundraising
is. But I think it's over 200,000.
It's 250,000
is
what we raise annually. In the last few years. So that's our goal. So $250,000.
With the run.
Yes.
With the registration plus the fundraising.
The fundraising. So that's
pat myself on the back last year for my fat guys, who always, our thing is all about the fundraising. We go out and we have a great time. We may stop at Squatters on the way. You may see our chase car there. We're not about the time, but it's about raising the money, and we go for the gold for that. We raised over $18,000 last year, our five fat guys alone. So we'll be going, you know, and summer was right behind us, I think.
I was, yes. But she started out hot. I can't quite compete with this guy with fundraising, but that is an important arm to it, right? So, yes, signing up and putting your dollars down for the actual entry is half of it. And the other half is creating that fundraising page. And you know, there's a lot of people in town with kids in public school here who aren't going to be able to run that day. Maybe encourage them to contribute to your fundraising page, just a way for everybody to sort of be involved in that run and in the process of it. And that's a fun way to get the community together and learn more about what Running with Ed really is. Because a lot of people still think it's a guy named Ed. Oh, I know Ed. And you're like, it's education. It's your kids' education. And it's awesome and it's needed. And a lot of people don't realize, like my dad from California still doesn't understand that we don't get PE every single day in our public schools. So, you know, understanding the reality of public education, how important Park City Education Foundation is to our public schools is very important to this process.
Mm. So if you are not participating in the run, but you'd like to participate in the giving of the money, it seems to me that people in the past have posted on their Facebook pages. But Sean, for example, I want you to ask me for money because I have not, I'm not able to be here this year. I'm out of town that weekend. So how are you going to do that? How are you going to reach out to me personally?
Well, I'm old school, so I don't do the Facebook thing or anything, but I have my email list, and I send it out, and I do personalize it. So I spend some time at it.
Okay.
Excuse me. But, you know, I'll say, hey, Lynn, and I'll remember we were on the radio Wednesday, early April, when there was still snow on the ground. Now it's beautiful. It's time to give. Support the five fat guys. Support Park City Education Foundation. We're going for the gold, you know.
Okay.
And so I even pick up the phone with some people that I know are going to give and just be like, hey, give me your credit card number. I'll do it for you. Mm-hmm. But the Facebook thing, obviously, all that stuff.
Yeah, how do you do it, Summer?
I just email people and I'll call them and I'll talk to them at the bus stop. So like for you, I'm going to talk to you right now and say I'm going to grab your email afterwards.
Yep.
No. Sorry. she offered it to you.
I can give to both.
You're
I can
so
give
sweet.
To $5
there
to
you
each.
Go.
You're so perfect.
And you know, Lynn, that's a great point. You know, yes. I was bragging about $18,000. That's a large amount of money. You hear this all the time with giving. Every dollar counts.
Yeah.
The smaller teams that, you know, just can give $5, all that matters, you know. And so the fundraising is the biggest piece of this.
And a lot of people find it to be a hurdle hopping online and doing all this. It's very easy this year to register. Runningwithed.com. Just take a moment, follow the steps, sign your team up. You can sign each person up individually. But I think sign-ups here, people need to get on it, right?
Friday.
So
team registration.
April 20th. So make
and that's
sure
it? That's the deadline for registering? Or is that when prices change?
No, it's the last day of registration.
Yeah. So
and how many teams are allowed? Or you do cap it, I think.
Yeah, we haven't reached our cap, though.
So no, we're not sold. You know, I mean, we have room to work, but we're well over 160 teams.
Yeah, I read it somewhere. It is. We've got a lot of teams this year. We just need people to fill in their teams. So you can sign your team up, and now you need everybody else to sign up for their position.
Right.
There are student rates. There are rates for student teams. There are rates for teacher teams. I think it's the school participation. There are grants that we're handing out for schools that have the most participation. Is that how it works?
Yep. $25,000 grant.
So, yeah. So the more that you can get the team spirit of your individual school, your public school, to sign up.
We have over 170, is that right, teachers and staff are running.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just looked at that.
And they don't just run. They dress up and they represent. And it's so cool. I mean, you know, Parley is a couple years ago, I think, all the teachers were dressed up like Day of the Dead. So it was all these dramatic tattoos on their face that just looked incredible. It was amazing makeup. So very cool.
Lots of fun. May 19th, it's Running with Ed. We think the 9th, maybe the 10th year. All we know is that
the 10th,
it's not the 10th, because that'll be
we'll
a big deal.
We'll have a celebration.
Right.
But, you know, and to Summer's point, if my 75-year-old dad from upstate New York can log on, I make it very simple.
Yeah.
Hit the link and make a donation every year. Anybody can do it.
Yes.
So just send that link out. Make it super easy for people. But get your teams registered. Do it today.
Yeah. And if you want to donate, go to Let's Go Buffalo. That's my donation page. So.
Let's Go Buffalo.
Yes.
Is that the name of
Marnie and Kent and Eric Schlope? They're
yes.
all from Hamburg, New York.
Oh.
Therefore, they are diehard Buffalo Bills fans. Therefore, I am a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. And we made the playoffs for the first time in a very long time.
Yep.
So anyway, so let's
celebrate. Go Buffalo and five
fat guys.
Fat guys.
You'll be hearing from me.
Okay.
And it's runningwithed.com.
It's excellent. That's
Sean, have you had the same five guys?
Well, we've had some injuries yeah. along the way. We've been doing this almost a decade. So there's been some knee surgeries and yeah. some other issues. So we've had some substitutions, but every person, we've always had five. My son ran in it last year with us because we've built it up, and now he's at the point. He's 12 years
old. He's loving it.
Have you ever had people beg you to make it six fat guys?
You know, you can do is up. You can make a team of 10.
Yeah, then
everybody runs one leg. So
that's how KPCW has done it before, right? So that I would only have to run 2 miles. I like it. Or race walk.
You can even take a chairlift. You don't have to run the 700 stairs at UOP.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's humiliating because they run it at a snail's pace. But.
And then you see my son Spider walking up the stairs, and you're like, wait a second.
There is a medic at the top of the stairs, by the way.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Sean Beard, Summer Schlope, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And good luck. We'll be back after these words.